I come to the garden alone, while the dew is still on the roses, and the voice I hear falling on my ear.
Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Chintel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area, or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. We would love to hear from you. Write to us at Gethsemane Baptist Church, 411 Blue Ridge Street, Lynchburg, Virginia, 24501. Remember, we are the church where the shout has not gone out. Our service times are on Sunday at 10 a.m. We have Sunday school for all ages. Then at 11 o'clock, we have the morning worship service and also children's church. Then Sunday evening at 6 p.m., we have Kids Blast, Gap, and Teens. We have Young Adults class. Then we have the Sunday night worship. That, again, is at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. Then on Wednesday, we have the Hour of Power. We have a good Bible study. We also have preteens, teens, and kids time. That's all at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. We trust you enjoy the program and you'll come and worship with us. On today's program, we have the choir singing, I Need You More Today. And then part 3 of Pastor Duck's message, which is part of a Stewarding Life series entitled, A Steward Recognizes Their Role, from Luke chapter 19, verses 12 through 24.
There are decisions I can't make on my own. And there are trials I can't face all alone. But you said you'd walk with me down life's troubled road. And you said, come unto me, and I'll bear your heavy load. I need you more today than I did yesterday. Mountains are higher, rivers are wider. I need you more today than I did yesterday. Help me remember, I need you more today.
When I wake up in the morning, and I fear to face the day. Oh, let me feel your gentle hand leading the way. Yesterday has come and gone, and the trial's far behind, but I'm ever learning, Lord. And
for some years now, God changed the direction of my life. Before, I haven't been doing this all my life. I've wore different hats and have had different things, but some years ago God called me to surrender and to prepare and to go into, and this has been my first church and will probably be my only church. And that's fine with me. By that I mean this is the ministry God's called me to, and if this is where He wants me, hallelujah, that's fine with me. But let me tell you what, in that process of time, I found today there are some places in that walk that are tough, that are hard, and that it would have been easier to walk away and to give up. But I'm glad that we have a God who's compelled us today not to be quitters and not to give up, but to continue and to persevere by faith and trust God and watch God's hand move. Folks, you're going to face difficulties in your life. This is not a quitting point. This is a refreshing point. This is the time you get apart with God and you let God refresh your spirit and start moving in your life as He desires to do. So this expectation that when Jesus came to Jerusalem, He would establish His kingdom. See, they were looking for an earthly kingdom. He had something far greater than that today. And they thought they would rule and reign with Him. They were looking at opportunities. And folks, they were looking in the wrong direction. They were looking for a temporary opportunity that only produced a temporary effect. We today are serving a God that's not about temporary opportunities and temporary blessings. We're about a God today that has a permanent blessing on your life and a permanent opportunity that He will mightily and richly use you. But you've got to learn to surrender your life to Him for Him to work in you today. Amen. So they wanted to be popular and they wanted to be powerful. We got a lot of folks that's in the same doing what I'm doing, proclaiming the message of God, and they're looking for the popularity, they're looking for the power, but there's another P they're pursuing, and it's called profit. They're going to ministry with the idea. Do you realize in ministry today, the percentages have even changed since these last percentages were published, that 75% of those who go into ministry, they fail and quit. Well, probably in reality, those percentages are more now like 80 to 85%. That only means 20 or 15% really aspire to being used for God. Folks, I'm going to tell you today, you've got to lay down your will and take up His will. You've got to lay down your priorities and take up His priorities. And we as pastors and preachers must do that. But also today, you who serve God from the pew and in life every day, you need that same walk of God in your life. You've got to prioritize the Lord. You've got to ask really to yourself and being honest with yourself, really, is God first in my life? Or am I just looking for the power, the prestige, and the profit? Folks, I'm going to tell you something. God's got something far better than that. So realizing this, Jesus did not begin His millennial kingdom at that time. And it hasn't begun yet, but it will one day. So He would be then crucified in Jerusalem. And Jesus gave His life voluntarily at the cross. And there He bled and died there, and He shed His blood for the sins of the entire world. And today, if you're going to be saved, you've got to come the way He has prescribed. The way of the cross leads home, as the songwriter wrote. From that time then, He died. Thank God, as we're getting ready to celebrate next month, He rose again on the third day. And praise God, I'm glad to tell you today, and I don't have to wait till Easter to tell you this, He is alive. Amen. You may be looking today in the wrong place, but I'm going to tell you what. You need to look to Jesus because our Savior is alive, victorious over death, over the grave, over hell, over Satan, over every obstacle that you'll ever face in life. And if you'll put your confidence and your faith in Him, He'll give you that victory today, amen, that is only found in Him. So we know we're living today in the church age of grace. So therefore today, we are waiting for, as this parable was talking about a nobleman. That nobleman is reflective of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hey, the nobleman is coming again one day. You better get this right. Because one day, you know, the Bible says it is appointed unto man to die. And after that, the judgment. Every one of us in this room, every person on the face of this earth will stand before Almighty God one day. And all those wasted opportunities you can't do nothing about now. But brother, sister, you can start working for God now and your life can make a difference. You today can be usable for the kingdom of God. And God wants to bless you. God wants today to pour out His grace and His goodness and His blessings in your life. But He's not going to do it if you're not a faithful servant of the Lord. Listen, we've got to surrender ourselves to the leadership of God. And so realizing this today, we today are listening to it one day, and we know for a fact that we will stand before the righteous judge one day. There are two judgments. Let me give you this real quick. There's a judgment of the dead, and there's a judgment of the living. The judgment of the dead is called the great white throne of judgment found in Revelation 20. And folks, it's a judgment of every person that has rejected Jesus Christ as the Savior. Why will they be judged? Because the intensity of their punishment in the lake of fire will be graduated by their neglect and their evilness and their sin. But I'm going to tell you, just to go to hell in the lake of fire is bad enough as it is. You better make sure you're saved, because that is not a judgment you want to be at, because there's no hope at that judgment. But for the believer, there's a judgment called the Bema judgment, that we will stand before God and He will judge us for the works that we've done. Well, preacher, if I just get there, that's all that matters. It's just not getting there that matters. It's serving God that matters. It's putting Him first that matters. It's seeking the Lord while He may be found that matters. It's listening to that small, still voice that matters. It's being on the firing line and not retreating and not running and not getting in a position today that you're not serving God and getting backslidden. Let me tell you what, God can change your life today. But you've got to learn to cooperate with what God wants to do in your life. I believe God wants a radical revival to sweep across this ministry and this church and to fire us up for the kingdom of God. Amen. And I believe if we will decide to be a part of it, God will bless us beyond everything, anything that you could ever imagine. So what the problem of the disciples, they wanted instant gratification. Now, sometimes in our Christian life, we do that as well, don't we? I want you to get this in your spirit. There's something special about waiting on the timing of the Lord. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. So to begin the series, we're going to talk about the role of the steward. There are three lessons that I want you to grasp, and here they are. Number one, the recognition of a steward. What is it, as stewards, are we to recognize today? What are we today to be conscious of? So, in the scripture today, the nobleman is referring to the Lord Jesus Christ, who would die, go away, and return. One day He's coming back. Verse 13, Jesus used a phrase that's a very strong statement. He said, "Occupy till I come." So the responsibility to hear this of a steward is we must serve the master personally. You've got to, and I've got to, serve the master, the Lord Jesus Christ, personally. As Christians, we need to recognize we are servants of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's only possible if you've been redeemed. And I believe if you've been redeemed, you're not ashamed of it. The Bible says, "Let the redeemed of the Lord say so." I believe today we need to proclaim to this world, glory to God, that where we once served the flesh and the devil and the world, now we serve the one true living God. We have been redeemed by the power of the blood. The blood was shed for the remission and the forgiveness of our sins. Amen. And when we come to Christ, thank God, He'll save you. He'll keep you. He'll redeem you. Thank God, He'll become your God. Amen. And now you got somebody to look to and call upon who's always there. Amen. So realizing this, we then are held accountable to Him. You and I are accountable to the Lord. Jesus said in Luke 17:10, "So likewise ye, when you shall have done all those things which are commanded you, say, we are unprofitable servants. We have done that which was our duty to do." Now, we are not going above and beyond, really listen to this today. When we come to church, we are not going above and beyond when we just show up for worship. Hello. We're not going above and beyond even when we tithe. We're not going above and beyond even when we pray. We're not going above and beyond even when we just read our Bible.
Thank you for tuning in to End the Garden program, Ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.